Falcons and Saints. Then we'll go around.
I mean, this is... There's only, like, one big name on the Falcons right now. Like, I'm taking the Saints. There's no question about it. Like,
yep. Nothing you even talk about. Like, hey, if you literally go down, like, 20 players...
To check the stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep,
Yo,
Harry.
What's good?
Dodge is not here, but we got D-Rain back in the booth.
What's good? What's good?
Sir.
Welcome back. So, football is back, and the season is kicking off with the LA Rams, the reigning champs, facing off the Buffalo Bills. How are we feeling about this game, boys? Starting off in like 2 hours.
I mean, I think this is the best possible matchup they could have chose. So, I'm pretty excited for this game. I know both teams have made some additions this offseason, and the Rams is coming off great win, Super Bowl, obviously, but I'm taking Josh Allen and the Bills in this game. I think it's his year to take over the league. I think he's going to be MVP. This is Josh Allen's year.
I'm also rock with the Bills because, I mean, it's been year after year after year. Like, if the Bills are going to be taken as a championship team, like, if they're going to stay on that, you know, not pedestal, but if they're going to be considered a team that's championship worthy, then this, I mean, I think this game, this season, they got to come out, like, and they got to actually not just be complete superstars in the regular season, but and not only this game, but they're going to have to perform in the offseason, the postseason. And see what they do in the playoffs, because if they don't, I mean, it's Super Bowl bust, right, for the Bills?
Yep.
I mean, let's be serious. Like, the Bucks won.
What was their aspirations?
Right? Bucks right just now. Won. Rams won.
Mm-hmm.
They're
Josh
chilling.
Josh Allen's next in line.
The Chiefs won.
Joe Burrow, like, just got to the Super Bowl.
Joe Burrow is there.
He was like one drive away from winning the Super Bowl.
If you're going to.
Josh Allen, we know that crazy playoff game he had against Mahomes. And, like,
I think.
Yes,
and it's not like out. Oh, his career is gonna be over after this, but like the Bills,
this is the best team they've had yet.
Yeah, by far,
and it's, you know, one of the better teams in the league. You could argue it's like a top three roster, right? And
they've always been like a top three.
If you have that good of a quarterback, that good of a defense, I mean, you're gonna be a contender.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Bills as well. I mean, they came up short last season, but you know, Rams had their thing, and not knocking off the Rams or anything. This season, they're gonna be good. But yeah. I just feel like Josh Allen is probably on a mission.
He has to be, right?
Yep.
I think he's going to, you know, enforce it this season. So we'll see where it goes. But for this time, I have Bills as well.
And the Rams, like, a lot of teams you've seen the past, like, 5 years, they try to bring back, like the Bucks did 2 years ago, they try to bring back the same roster that won the Super Bowl. They bring back the same exact team, the same, like, 20 players, 22 players, right? Like, that doesn't work. Like, the Bucks did it. Didn't work the year after the Super Bowl. The Eagles did it when they won their Super Bowl. They didn't win that year. So, the Rams this year, they made a lot of big additions. You know, they brought Bobby Wagner in. They let go of Von Miller. They were like, go, you know, you can go to Buffalo. Like, it doesn't really matter.
But that's it.
They let go of Robert Woods, and they brought in Allen Robinson. And apparently, they're still talking to Odell, but they haven't signed him yet. So, I mean, they've brought in some big names, and it's gonna be a dogfight. Hamza, what do you think?
Odell's not 100%. Shout out my guy. Ever since he lost his knees. You know, he caught a ring with one knee and now he got neither.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with the Rams. I know they lost Von Miller. Almost lost Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
That was very close.
You know, very close.
With a force like that on the line, you know, Josh Allen... With all his great talent, I mean, if he's chasing him down,
exactly,
he might be able to shut him down. He's a great rusher.
That's low-key strength, though. Josh Allen likes, you know, getting out of the pocket, scrambling away. We've seen him make those big plays But especially in big games.
Aaron Donald, you know, is that force and he's quick.
Yeah, it's true.
He's chasing that. It's not like he's a slow lineman. I don't
know exactly right. He got voted like what, top three or top two for, like on the players 100 they always do every year for the NFL. I don't. Aaron Donald was still up there like top three.
As and he it's should like be.
2, 3, 4 years running.
I mean, he single handedly ended the drive last year. I mean, right?
He deserves it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true. It was against a terrible O line, but he did. But he was the guy.
He was the player, and yeah, Joe Burrow had a wide open touchdown.
He had
a wide open touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's Aaron Donald at the end of the day.
Yeah, you're so
not wrong.
You know, when they needed that difference maker, he was there.
But the Bills have weapons. Gabriel Davis is back. They have Stephon Diggs. We all know what Stephon Diggs can do. Dawson Knox is supposed to have a big year.
Gabriel Davis had like 1,000. Receiving yards?
Yeah, no, he's good, man. He's underrated. He's sure
solid.
Underrated. Like, when you have, like, obviously the attention is going to go to Diggs, and when you have a guy like Josh Allen, he's going to find you on the field.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't zone in on one person like a lot of big quarterbacks.
That's why Odell needs to play for the Rams and be healthy. Because if he throws one time at Odell, all the other receivers are open. Like, it opens up everything. And you see that. Like, you saw that in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They target him one or twice. Everyone else started getting open, and like that just opened up everything else. So Odell is a big factor as well.
Odell is not returning until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a big blow though. Yeah,
but I mean, we'll see
if the Rams bring him back.
You can't count Matthew Stafford out.
Matthew Stafford
out. I mean, I know Von Miller is going to be chasing him now because Sean McDermott couldn't do anything to Patrick Mahomes, but you can't count him out either. He's been diving like crazy, especially towards the end of the season into the playoffs. You know, I don't know. He's been clicking like crazy. And Cooper Kupp, I forgot to mention that boy. Don't count him out. I know Stephon Diggs on the other side is going to be killing it, but...
Offensive player of the year.
Yes, sir. Top five, not on his top five.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to the next game, we're going to talk about Saints versus the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Divisional matchup.
A rebuilding Falcons.
No, we're not. We'll start with the real quick. Falcons and Saints. Then we'll go around.
I mean, there's only like one big name on the Falcons right now. Like, I'm taking the Saints. There's no question about it. Like,
yep. Nothing you even talk about. Like, if you literally go down like 20 players, the best 20 players like it's done.
If you went 11 versus 11, 11 versus 11 on both sides of the ball,
it's over with. So.
For both teams.
I don't know. It's going to be a statement game for the Saints. So I'll say, Hamza, go ahead. Who do you
If they don't come out balls to the walls, then get the fuck out of here. Like, you're not winning
the
division either.
There are a few injured players. Okay,
here we go.
There's always injured
players. Before the first snap of the season.
If you look at every team's injury sheet, the Saints is the longest. But it's okay. Hamza, go ahead.
That's okay.
I guess that's their fault then, right?
It's not. It is unfortunate.
Just like you said, I mean, there's not much to say in the preseason. I know you can't really go off the preseason like that, but if anything, it just shows how locked in the group is. And Winston is back. I think he's improved in last year, although he got injured and he got better weapons, and the team is
way
pretty much
better weapons.
Exactly.
Nobody listening to this can name three Saints receivers that played in week 15 last year.
Nah.
Not name them, dude. They're all bums.
How long is the boy suspended?
Who's the boy?
Fucking
Kamara? No.
Tyson Kamara.
He's not... Kamara is his court case keeps getting delayed, so apparently they said that it looks like he won't be suspended this year.
But that guy pressing charges.
So I mean,
he could be gone at any second.
There's no new news. So I mean, he's gonna be playing. You know, he's gonna be healthy for every game. So it's gonna be big, obviously, having him healthy.
The better.
The biggest news is having Michael Thomas back.
Yes,
he's looked really
sir.
Good in practice. I know they've been a little shady with him, like saying he's going to play. Like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll get him in there, if he's healthy. But that's just the way the Saints do it. That's just the way they're always like that. They're always like, yeah, we'll see if we can see if he's healthy for the game. But
you got to protect that.
If he's healthy and we have Jarvis Landry and you have Chris Olave, the big rookie, fast rookie, we can move on to the next game. I think I've said enough. So the Saints
are
going all the way.
You said Saints too?
I mean, it's a divisional game.
Here we go.
So, like, I'm just going to go with Falcons because anything can happen. God. It's a divisional game. Come on. Like, Saints-Falcons games
true.
Are crazy.
It's true.
Broken
it's true.
Like, they're always crazy.
There's always that chance. Last year we split with them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Falcons are good.
All
right. I'm just saying it's a divisional game, so I'm going to choose Falcons. I don't know. Nah,
ain't nothing against you. That's all right.
Let's move on to the next
Commando.
Big game of the week. Browns at Panthers. Baker's return.
Here we go.
So, Dutton, T-Rain.
I'm going to go with the Browns. I mean, this is going to be a really good game, to be honest. But I want Baker Mayfield to, you know, get his revenge type of thing. But, like...
I don't know. Do you believe in the Panthers roster, though? Like, the Browns...
Exactly.
Even if... Like, I don't think Deshaun Watson's going to play, right? Like, Brissett is playing. But their roster is still, like, way better than the Panthers. Like, if CMC is healthy, okay, that's good. That's one running back. And let's not assume he's the same running back he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? Yeah. The Browns still have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, right? They got Amari Cooper.
What?
They have good tight ends in Njoku, but I don't think the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers can compete with that. I think you're right.
They have Christian McCaffrey, but like, what, he can only do so much, and he already does a lot. Mm-hmm. So like,
and like we saw Baker mess up with good receivers. So with like average to like receivers, I don't know what he's gonna do.
Brown's got a dangerous man at QB. He's not even playing. That's how dangerous he is. But I'm surprised that T-Rain have picked the Browns. I mean, yeah, they got Nick Chubb, but according to the league's rankings, they are at the bottom with QB, receivers, center, defensive tackle, and even...
Who, the Browns?
Yeah, they're ranked bottom.
Really?
With all those positions, yeah. And I don't know how you say it.
D-tackle, maybe.
Jack Conklin also can't get healthy, so...
I don't know. But it's gonna be a fun game to watch. Just because
where do the Panthers rank?
Better than the Browns.
Yeah. So they were dead last.
Not at the bottom with receivers, quarterback, center, and defensive tackle. Let's see. What it is.
The receivers did go down a little bit.
Yeah. They got.
They just have Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. They have Peoples Jones. Yeah. But I mean, like, exactly. But still, they win majority of their games by running the ball.
Oh my.
That's what we know, and that's what we know.
You really think the Falcons are going to win? They have Jarvis FD, bro. Oh, my God.
Divisional game, baby.
Nobody.
On the other side, you got a healthy McCaffrey back. Yeah. So he's going to mop the floor with that defense.
I don't care, man. He's not staying healthy. Stamp.
McCaffrey and?
Stamp. What?
And?
You think he's going to stay healthy this year, finally?
Brown?
You think he's going to stay healthy this year, finally?
He might. He had one season off.
He's not staying healthy?
It's not happening. He's not staying healthy the whole year. He hasn't stayed healthy for 3 years now. How is he suddenly going to do it?
Just don't know.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't work.
Like every year I pick him on fantasy.
We literally all know that's not true. You can't just randomly get healthy and just
be healthy.
The one
year I had him was the year he took off.
Bro, this year is the only year I didn't pick McCaffrey. And this year he's probably not going to get injured, which I'm going to be so mad. Well, I don't want him to get injured.
We'll see. I'm not wishing injury on him, but I'm just telling you, the track record is not good.
And
so we're all taking.
No, we're not all taking. We're not all taking Browns.
Why not?
I'm taking Panthers, man. Really? Baker Mayfield is out there to get revenge.
I might take the Panthers, and I didn't say the Browns are going to win.
Yeah. I thought you guys both said the Browns are going to win.
I never said the Browns are going to win.
I just said they're at the bottom. Why the fuck would I pick those bums? Just to see Nick Chubb run around.
Oh, yeah, sorry, bro. The Panthers are so good, man. They're
better.
Convince me.
I just did.
See, all you said was
did you guys
CMC.
Sweep them last year?
Sweep who? The Panthers?
CMC Joyce.
No, he didn't. I know he didn't.
So that's a division game, though. It's not a division game. The better roster usually wins.
CMC, Jace Horn.
I think the Panthers might have a better roster. Okay.
It's close.
If Deshaun Watson was playing,
it's close.
It'd be different.
Okay, yeah, it's true. Brissett is not bad.
Okay.
Brissett is not
bad. He's definitely better than... Okay.
He's better than Carson Wentz. We'll get to that. But Brissett is... He's not bad. He's respectable.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Okay, cool. So you guys are taking the Panthers. All right, you guys can't name three of the receivers.
It's split.
That's
okay.
Who the fuck is Baker Mayfield throwing to? Are you guys who?
I'll tell you.
Tell me right now. Actually, it's Robbie Anderson.
Yep.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's fucking PJ Walker. Yeah. He's a fucking backup quarterback.
Rashad Higgins.
Who?
Oh, brother.
Who and DJ Moore?
We said Moore.
Bro, like that's it.
That's not enough for you.
Who's a tight end?
That's not enough for you.
Who's a backup running back?
That's not enough for you.
Yeah, bro. It's Clippers. It's not looking slow. Good. It's not. Yeah, I was gonna say it's looking slow for the Panthers, bro. I'm going Cleveland. Bro. All right, so we're going to move on to the next divisional matchup of the weekend.
Here we go.
Steelers at Bengals. Bengals coming off that Super Bowl loss.
We're not losing by more than one touchdown.
Joe Steisty, according to thoughts. All right,
so we're going to start with the Steelers expert.
We're not losing by more than one touchdown.
Born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I don't know how.
Who's starting?
What do you mean?
Is Trubisky starting?
Trubisky's...
No. The Nickelodeon award.
The first round draft pick is not starting. That's kind of crazy.
I mean,
what are your thoughts about that?
Can you just throw him in there like that? Like,
what do you mean?
He's gonna have to take his. But bro, give me a second.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was like,
Mike Tomlin gonna be the quarterback and receiver.
Mike Tomlin confirms Trubisky as Steelers starting quarterback.
I already knew that.
Mitch Trubisky voted Steelers captain. Stuff.
So, I mean, like I said, we're probably not winning this game. But, bro,
I think it's going to be a blowout, bro.
Oh, yeah? We still have TJ Watt.
That's true.
Minka, Terrell Edmonds.
Taco Charlton left.
That's okay.
Corvette left.
Yeah.
Corvette, that's Juju okay. Did leave.
Who's number one receiver is Claypool now? Deontay Johnson.
Deontay.
He's questionable. Wow.
Claypool's not bad, though.
Wow.
Deontay Johnson's questionable.
They're going to have to rely on Freiermuth.
Also,
who is a second-year tight end.
And
I think the Steelers defense will have to carry them.
Yeah.
And... I don't know if their secondary is good enough to stop the Bengals. That's the thing.
Pickens.
Up front, yeah, okay. He's a rookie though. He is a good prospect, but
we don't know. They don't know any
the Bengals have too many weapons.
I know.
And I think what they did to the better defenses last year, I mean, I feel like the Bengals are gonna win by I say 17 points.
17.
I'll say that.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah, I got the Bengals winning.
Josh Heisty, 100 rushing yards.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Passing. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Only because, you know, division.
It's a division game.
But like, yeah.
But sometimes those division games do blow up.
I think both of these teams have a lot to prove this year.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
We know, okay, I'm, this is coming from a Steelers fan, right? Like, we know the Bengals are the better team. I know that. But it's we've... always been better than them somehow, some way. I know, but they've never had a team like this.
And Mike Tomlin's a really, really good coach.
Really good, strong like depth chart around the board. Across the board, we have a pretty solid team. And we've done a lot with pretty solid teams.
Najee Harris is supposed to have a really big year.
So
catching
at least he's solid, right? And that's the thing is like all of our players right now are solid, right? Mm-hmm. It hasn't gotten to the point where we have a Jamar Chase or a Joe Mixon. You know what I mean? Najee has the potential to become that.
He could. He definitely could. That's true. He's really, really
good. You know, we're kind of in that same phase where the Bengals were like 2-3 years ago. Bro, even if Deontay amounts to that, even if Pickens amounts to that, we have so many options right now that are developing, and I think this is the best place for them to do it, bro, is in Pittsburgh. And I think if we don't come out and play with heart, or like, not even heart, but like come and...
at least put a respectable fight.
Exactly. Like, then our season's going to take, like, a big turn, like, quick. Because this is a team that's very easily discouraged as of recently.
I mean, Steelers are well-rounded, but, like, I mean, the main thing it's going to come down to is Trubisky.
The quarterback play.
Like, that's the main thing.
And it's going to come down to his decision-making. Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, if he's going to get pulled,
like
they'll pull him, bro.
Trubisky,
they don't care.
The Bears have a terrible offense, obviously.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they had a solid
defense. And he did a lot, bro. He did a lot with the Bears.
They had a solid defense, and just like the Steelers do, but he had Allen Robinson. And Allen Robinson is a really, really good receiver. Yep. I don't think the Steelers have somebody that caliber, but they have, like, a few... like solid receivers.
Deontay
like
Johnson become
that. That's what the Bears didn't have. They had like one good one and then like a bunch of trash receivers. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what Trubisky can do under like an actual actual coach, yeah, and like in like a stable organization, you know, we don't know. Like, what if Trubisky comes out here and has an amazing game, right? Like, yeah, or like, let's not say an or amazing game. What
at if he, least 250 yards.
What if
right?
he has like, a, like, what if he has a decent season? Decent. Like he beat that's some good teams, and maybe all it took was just for him to have a yeah. real organization, right? So let's see what happens.
It'll be a great like confidence boost if he actually beats this team. I mean, that's what they need right now. In the QB positions. Now I'm picking the Bengals. Overall, like on paper, I think the Bengals look better. They just yeah. look like they have a more loaded roster, and then the QB situation is just better with Joe Shiesty.
So we don't. So none of us here think they're gonna come out here with that Super Bowl slump. Lose the first game.
It can be close. Sometimes. And I think they're gonna come out more aggressive and more hungry.
I think right now the opening lines right now are Steelers are or the Lions are favored by almost 7 points, 6.5 points. Right. That's considering that they're favored, like the odds are like 280 in their favor. That's a pretty big like, and it's only a 6.5. Like that's a little weird. If like you know what I mean, that's it should be like 14 points then just, or 13
it's
points.
It's because it's a divisional game,
but
it's a divisional game.
So I think. If our defense comes in there and wakes up, I mean, their defense yeah. is not bad at all.
It's all about defense.
Their
it's
defense
all about
is
the
not
shooters.
That bad, bro. They have
shooters.
A solid line. They have a solid.
The Bengals have a really good line.
They're they have a really good safety and they have Eli Apple too. So like, let's see, bro. But I don't see the Steelers pulling off this win. But I mean, I hope we do, obviously, because if we get one win against the Bengals, and it's right now at the beginning of the season, I'll take that.
It's a big win.
It's a really big win, especially in our division this year.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
People are saying, like we were just talking about the Browns, like they might be counted out, like, but we never know, right? They might sneak into third.
The Bengals and the Ravens have a bad start, yeah. and then Watson comes back and he does amazing with the Browns. And yeah. The division is definitely up for grabs.
It's up for grabs then at that point, because so, then it's going to be who's going to be the better quarterback this
exactly.
Bro, you're talking about Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, and then you have Lamar Jackson, and then your best the last person is Mitch Trubisky right now. We're going to need like he's going to need to step up, bro. He's got some like big quarterback shoes to fill in this division. It's a very quarterback like heavy division right now. So
yeah, so we're just gonna go ahead and keep it in the division. We're gonna go ahead to Ravens Jets.
Lamar Jackson.
I mean,
never lacks.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah, he's playing for a contract. He hasn't signed one yet. Negotiations look to have slowed down. So I mean, I think the reason like the Ravens are not trying to you know give him money and he wants to prove himself. So. Then you think he's gonna do that or not?
I think so. I mean, they're playing. I'm not trying to like knock the Jets off, but like they're still rebuilding. We all know that. So
Zach Wilson's out.
Yeah, and then I mean, Ravens are just too good of a team. I think. I mean, now granted, like Lamar Jackson does not have that wide receiver talent, but
they're a run heavy team.
They're a run heavy team, and they have found a success over that. So I'm going with Ravens. Jets are just. Too much in a rebuilding zone right now. I mean, they got good rookies. You know, Breece Hall is something to show for, but we'll see.
They've been rebuilding since I was in high school.
Never-ending. They made some good draft picks, the Jets, but not having Zach Wilson in, yeah, you can't really see the full potential of the team. No. And a few other big stars have gone injured too, so I think this is a pretty easy one for all of us. Go ahead and put Ravens down.
About to curse them. First curse of the season, nah. Babies.
Hey, no I'll way. I don't think so. The next game we're going to talk about is Eagles at Lions. Philly at Detroit.
Shout out Jersey.
What y'all think is going to happen? I think it's going to be a close game.
Dude, a lot of people have Lions winning this. Bro, a lot of people.
I think the Hard Knocks got everybody hyped up. You know, the coach is very, you know, like passionate. The players are very passionate.
They want to win, man.
It's an easy team to root for, right? Like they've been so ass for so long. Now they look like you know, Hawkins is good, bro. Dude,
I'm just asking, like, is that?
They have Hawkins. They have DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, they Swift. Have, I forgot. Amon Brown.
Yeah,
Saint Amon
yeah,
Brown,
yeah. No, he's
like
solid
that.
Too.
Jared Goff's not bad, but yeah, he's definitely not the worst quarterbacks. You know, like that's where a lot of the league is right now. It's like kind of in the middle. So, I mean, it's not the worst situation for the Lions. And they got some of their defensive pieces back who were injured.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I think they're not that bad in offense. I mean, they have playmakers.
Josh
Reynolds.
Last year, I don't know how many games, maybe like 5, 6, 7, they were one-score games. Like,
okay, but yeah.
And they were very, very close games. And all the big teams in the league that the Lions played, they gave them trouble.
And I also think the reason why people are picking Lions more is we don't know what the Eagles are going to do.
They're going to do. They like, could come out. Don't
just talk about the Eagles, man.
Like,
A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith.
A.J. Brown's a big acquisition. Jalen Hurts is supposed to have like a MVP year the way Eagles like reporters are talking about it. So the Eagles have big expectations this year.
It all, once again, depends on the quarterback. It's
all their roster, like, still like.
They got C.J. Gardner on the defense. And the defense is not bad.
But
they made some a few other additions too. But I feel like, yeah, still the Eagles have the better roster. That's probably why they'll win this game. But I do think it'll be a very, very close game. Probably like a field goal maybe.
That's true.
Just by a field goal.
I can see that. But also the Lions secondary got some issues there. But do you really think the Lions are about to stop A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith?
It's possible, man. What if Jalen Hurts just doesn't have a good game? Like it's very, very, very possible. And I'm telling you, like the Lions had the number one pick, Hutchinson. Like the defense is going to be something to watch, I think, for the Lions.
The Eagles,
it'll be interesting.
The Eagles running game is also mad nice. So if they're going to work on that, and then you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith going off, it'll take some of the pressure off Jalen Hurts if his who's their running back?
Miles Sanders.
Yeah. If he's going to take some of the pressure off Jalen Hurts from throwing, then I can see this is a blowout easy. Yeah. Maybe, but I'd say this game will probably have the Eagles win by 7.
You kind of have me convinced that...
Who? Me or Hamza?
The Lions might pull this off.
Bro, I like Lions. I don't know. I'm rooting for them to have a good
bookmark
season.
Bookmark this.
And I don't like the Eagles as a bookmark. Saints fan. I don't like the Eagles at all. Nobody likes the Eagles except Eagles fans, right?
I don't. I'm just looking at it from paper. Yeah. I'm biased.
Going with Lions.
But I'm like still Eagles. Picking the Eagles, but I think it's going to be a very, very close game.
Wow. Lions are very passionate, I'll say
so
that.
So deep, you're picking the...
I'm going...
Fly.
This is a really hard pick, bro, if you kind of think about it. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. So for our next game, we're going to talk about the home team,
the favorites.
Washington Commanders versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes,
we're going to let the
commander.
Lone Commanders fan at this table.
The commando here.
T-Rain, what do you think?
About just this game, right?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Thoughts. I'm just
just going to keep it simple. I'm going to go with Commanders winning this.
So what's going on by a lot. What's going on with...
What's going on with Trubisky, bro?
Nah, I'm not talking about that.
Roll on.
I think we're pretty... Not, like, good of a team, but we're pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Offense-wise, we have the receiving core. Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson.
Chase Young is out.
Carson Wentz has those pieces. Carson Wentz to, do something.
He's ruled out?
We have all the same defense from last year, which is not bad. They just played terrible. Like, pretty good.
Curtis Samuel's supposed to be healthy this year.
Yeah, he's supposed to be healthy this year. So we have the receiving core. Carson Wentz has what he needs. The O-line could be way better, but if you have...
It's not the worst team. Bro.
It's not the worst team.
It really isn't. Like if Carson Wentz plays anything like he did, like in some games last year, he was actually like good. But then that's the thing with him. He's inconsistent as anybody's ever been.
Yeah, but I don't think he's not that type of quarterback to make so many turnovers to the point where like it will cause the other team to just completely get annihilated. But coming into the season, there's been reports saying that he's been very inaccurate. And you can see that in the preseason as well. So that's a concern. So it all just rides on Carson Wentz at this point. But
interesting.
Like literally, like that's all he has, the pieces he needs. It's just up to him. And if he doesn't, then Sam Howell will be the next guy.
Wait, right, well, where's Heinicke?
I don't want to be. I don't want to get Heinicke.
Sam Howell's definitely not the backup. It has to be Heinicke.
No, yeah, you know, but I want Sam Howell to play over Taylor Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke's good, but I don't see him as a
franchise.
Sam Howell did good preseason. Like, I want to see more of him. So
I understand.
Interesting.
Let's talk about the Jags a little bit. Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, they're underdogs.
Their running backs are back healthy. James Robinson is healthy. They have. I don't think they have Chark anymore. Chark is gone, I think. They got Travis Etienne back. He was out entire last year, running back. Him and Lawrence should have a connection. They got
Marvin Jones.
Yeah, it was decent receiver. Evan Ingram,
not bad.
Zay Jones.
Doug Peterson is a new hire. Urban Meyer was obviously terrible. We all know what happened with him. Doug Peterson is actually a really, really good coach, you know, for those few years in Philly. But, like, the last, obviously, half of his last season, you know, there was some drama and whatever. But I think that was more because the owners and Doug Peterson, I know he was dealing with a lot. But I think he'll bring some stability to an organization that really needs it. I'm interested to see what the Jags will do this year, right? Like, nobody knows what they're going to do. Like, they don't have the hard schedule. And the division is not that hard for them, so you know, don't be surprised if the Jags come out here and win like 7 games, 8 games.
I don't think they have that pressure on them, which is good because they can, you know, play.
And I think Trevor Lawrence will take that step with a real coach. But first week, I don't know. I feel like the Commanders still have a slightly better roster overall.
Yeah.
I feel like the defense is better, so I'll probably go with Washington. But I feel like the Jags are gonna. I feel like the Jags will put on a show.
I feel like Trevor Lawrence still needs a little bit more time to mesh with his new receivers and all the additions that they had. And I don't know. It's gonna be a close game, I think. But if the Commanders are able to pull this off again, big confidence boost, and they might have a better season than what they expect.
Yeah, it's like if either team loses, they're gonna be terribly like down and like after the game because they both think they should win this game, right? So
both teams,
it's gonna be a fun game to watch because
it's very promising for both. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
It's an even matchup.
Yeah. Three Commanders here.
So four Commanders.
It's like a fourth.
It's a sweep. Hey. It's a sweep. All
now
Commanders.
You know what's gonna happen.
All right, interesting. And we're gonna move on to our next big matchup of the week. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Arizona Cardinals.
QB running game all day. 500 rushing yards on both sides from Patrick Mahomes and Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray required to watch 16 hours a week. drill every single
day. They took that out of his contract. They took that clause out. Because of all the backlash and everything, and like just because it got so public, they literally took it out of the contract. Yeah. But the fact that he was even in there is like it's a concern. But the fact that he was this good without really, really studying film is like that's kind of insane.
But you can
we know how good Kyler Murray can be on his day, and if he wasn't even analyzing like that, like imagine what will happen when he does it. But obviously, you know, he has to want to. But
still says something about
it. It's going to be a really, really fun game.
Still say something about
it. Does it say more bad than good, or does it say more good than bad?
Definitely more bad because there's definitely...
You make an argument.
He's young, though. He's young. He doesn't give a fuck.
I know, but there's still... That must have been their situation that just happened where they were like, all right, if you just had watched or did this or did that...
But, I mean, they still paid him big money, so they believe in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they do. But they want to guarantee that they'll
It's not like he wasn't watching film at all. It's probably just like... They wanted more. And you know, like, the real, really, like, good quarterbacks in the league, probably like Burrow, Herbert, obviously Brady. Yeah, you know, all these big names. They're analyzing film like every single day. There's no way they're not. Even if they're out, like, you know, on social media or whatever, they're definitely analyzing. And Kyler Murray plays a lot of video games. I think everybody knows that. So
it's gonna be a shootout.
It's gonna be an interesting game, but I'm taking my homeboy in this one.
It's gonna be a high scoring ass game. I'm taking Murray.
I feel like you're taking Murray.
Yeah, I'm taking Murray.
Okay. I think Mahomes is going to have another big season.
I know
Andy Reid is a better coach.
Yeah.
I feel like the defense is kind of up for grabs, kind of both, like whatever.
Yeah.
So
I know he lost Hill, but he got Juju now.
Yeah, they have.
That's
they
kind
have,
of the crazy
and,
thing.
And
the
they got fucking like and Valdez Scantling, and obviously we know what Kelce is. Edwards-Helaire is going to be healthy. I don't know. Mahomes is just a better quarterback, and majority of these games, that's who you take. So I'm taking the Chiefs. I don't have to say much else. We all know what the Chiefs are.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs as well. Simply because of Mahomes, you know.
Wow. Yeah, seriously,
simply
man.
Because of
like,
Mahomes.
We know how good he is.
But, like, I'm not saying Kyler Murray's not good. He's going to put up a show, but...
Exactly.
Just taking Chiefs. Like...
It's crazy. It's crazy how good Mahomes is, man. Like, the fact that we're all just, like, doesn't even matter.
Juju.
It's just Juju out there. Juju.
I mean, I would take Cardinals over a bunch over, like, over any team, exactly. Like, most teams, but, like,
this is the one team. This is the one team. Exactly.
Taking Marquise Brown.
Everybody thinks Tyreek Hill left. Oh, they're going to take a step back now, and like, no, a huge step back. Tyreek Hill obviously took the top off of, like, I know a lot of the, you know, every time we think of the Chiefs, it was Tyreek Hill and Mahomes, yeah. Right? But we saw at the end of the season that all these teams were just playing cover two, and they were like, Tyreek's not going to run past us. So everything was underneath anyways. So if they were going to do that and do all these intermediate routes, why not just get like three or four really, really solid receivers? You don't need someone who's going to, who can only just run down the field or like, you know, it's going to be,
they're going to get open.
It's going to be more, it's going to be more spread out.
It's about
more spread out. You can't double team Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do, then all the receivers are very, very capable and they're physical. That's the thing. They're all physical receivers. We know Juju is like, you know, he's a physical receiver. So I'm excited to see what he does. Next matchup.
For the dances.
We're going to stay in the division of the Chiefs. The best division in NFL, by the way, AFC West. Raiders versus the Chargers. Interesting matchup here.
That's going to be a nice matchup. One. I think that's going to be a crazy
Chargers,
one.
But it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy because the Raiders are up there.
Yeah, Devontae Adams and Carr, you know, they got chemistry now.
I mean, I'm still taking Chargers.
Yeah.
But
just like the last matchup, it's a better quarterback.
Better quarterback, yep.
And
but
I feel like Herbert's pretty close to Mahomes. I'm not gonna lie.
He was under a shadow for like the whole season last year.
He did crazy. Literally, Herbert's first start in the NFL was against Mahomes, and I think they beat them, or it was a very, very close game. And that was his first game. So now I think this is his third year. They got a way better defense now. So we all know how much a defense can help a young quarterback. They got fucking Khalil Mack on their defense, and they got J.C. Jackson from the Patriots. So
he definitely
we all know what Herbert can do with the offense, Allen, Williams, all these guys. So I'm taking the better quarterback.
J.C. Jackson is expected to be absent.
Injured?
Yeah, that's for this game at least.
Do you guys remember their game last year?
The playoff game? Yeah, it was very close. Derek Carr is very good, and Adams is very good, but I don't...
The only weaknesses that the Chargers can exploit with the Raiders is their offensive line and the secondary. That's about it. But otherwise, on like both teams have big rosters, and those are the only weaknesses that I see. And with J.C. Jackson being absent, I think Chargers will probably take this game.
They literally just signed the best, or you could argue, like,
arguably the best,
like at least like top three. Yeah. Like he's at least top three. So
if not top two,
and Derek Carr got to the playoffs with like no like Hunter Renfrow as his best receiver.
Darren Waller.
Yeah, but he's a tight end. I know he still caught, like, you know, probably majority of the balls, but
still.
Now he has a legitimate number one. But are we all taking Chargers? Who's taking Raiders?
Taking Chargers.
Hamza, you taking Chargers?
Chargers, all right. Yeah.
It's another sweep. I think that's three.
Much.
I think that's three sweeps in a row. We're all picking one team. So we all know at least two of those games are not going to end up like that. The next
one's about to be the same thing, bro.
The next divisional matchup, Packers versus Vikings.
Ayahuasca versus Vikings.
big game here.
Yes,
statement game for both teams, I think.
Yeah. This was hard, man. It's a divisional game, and both are like,
mm-hmm.
They're both good. Like, but it's also Aaron Rodgers versus Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins.
The thing is, who is Aaron Rodgers throwing to? And we all the one person we know who he is Alan Lazard, and he's like banged up coming into this game.
Yeah.
He's not going to be 100%. Who's a tight end? Tonyan?
Tonyan is pretty
like,
he's pretty good.
I know Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, and that's the trend we've been going off of, you know, picking these games majority of the time. but I'm going to pick the Vikings. I feel like Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Kirk Cousins is a solid quarterback. We know what he can do. They just have better weapons, and the defense is not bad. They're going to – and the main thing is about the Vikings that they got a better coach. Mike Zimmer had a bunch of drama and stuff, and the players didn't like him, or he was too harsh or something like that. And he was a defensive coach, and majority of the best teams in the league, they have offensive coaches. So now they have that. And with Kirk Cousins having an offensive coach, you know, he can only get better, right?
Yeah.
He was doing good with a defensive coach. So I think the Vikings are going to shock some people. I think they're going to have a good year. I think they're going to beat the Packers.
I mean, based on the receiving core, I get what you're saying, but I do think Aaron Rodgers still has that, yep, has people to throw to. I mean, you have Sammy Watkins.
I know. It's
Randall Cobb. Yeah, but
Sammy Watkins is not that guy, bro.
But he's not a number one. I think he's reliable.
He's not a number one.
Yeah, I know, but
he could barely be a number two. So I don't know.
But then when you look at Kirk Cousins, you know, like you know, Adam Thielen.
Yeah, I know.
He's had Dalvin. He's had so many, like.
But he's gone to the playoffs.
Yeah, he's gone to the playoffs, but it's always been like,
hey. What has Aaron Rodgers done in the playoffs?
That is also true. But yeah. we
I know he's a regular season merchant. So
but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But why do we put him up there then? You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
true, yeah, it's true.
He's a
you make good
but
points.
For that reason I would go with Packers.
You make good points.
If he's a regular season merchant, then I'll take that. If his offensive line can hold up and protect him, I think they'll have Green Bay Packers will have a good game. Otherwise, Minnesota got the edge here.
Yeah.
Lunch? Or deep? Yeah. Who are you picking?
Ayahuasca.
Look at that. What the hell is ayahuasca?
You didn't hear?
What was that?
By Aaron Rodgers? Doing ayahuasca?
Is that the drug he was talking about?
Yeah. It's not a drug. He said it's not a drug. It's a ritual that has been practiced by the Amazonian people in the jungle.
It's shrooms.
It's not even. I don't know what it is. They basically do something and becomes a drink, and you're supposed to drink it. According to Joe Rogan, this is not according to me, ladies and gentlemen. I do not do ayahuasca, and I don't know what the fuck this is.
Check the stats. It's not endorsed drugs.
We do not. But according to ayahuasca, Aaron Rodgers,
or drug it's use.
Basically you go in the jungle, they give it to you in a drink, you go throw up, you get back, you close your eyes, and you lay there, and there's tribal people around you. And it's supposed to expand your mind and make you connect with nature, and make you more loving and let go of all those things that you hold as a grudge, or you are mad,
that's
or
called,
some feelings.
It's called
taking drugs. And
why doesn't he expand his mind to go in a fucking playoff game?
That's a phenomenon called ego death.
He's a perk legend. He said he played on a perky.
You know what that is? The ego death? That's what happened.
Y'all heard that he played on Percocet, right?
Wow, bro. This is why I'm picking the Vikings, man. Like, there's no way he's coming into this. Might be his last season or his second last season.
He's coming up.
He's not going to care, bro. He's not going to care. So I'm taking the Vikings. Why don't you sit and say anything?
Yeah. Ayahuasca.
Okay.
Because he said that last time.
Ayahuasca.
Aaron Wasca.
Bro.
You're funny guy.
Who is Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball to? Please, someone tell me that.
Lizard.
That's true. Seriously, like that's the main thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking around the room and no one's actually giving me a real name. You said
Robert.
I said Lazard.
Robert Tonyan.
No, I know. I'm just joking.
And Watkins.
And Tonyan.
Like, they're all like.
I think Tonyan's solid, man.
They're all
average, maybe sometimes a little.
And the thing is, the Packers do have a good defense.
But Vikings, though. Offense.
Way better.
Vikings, bro, are going to kill the Packers this year, and I think they're still not going to be. They've always been NFC
you know, first,
wild card,
first round,
second
right,
round, first round,
right
second
on the
round,
edge
first,
of playoffs.
Yeah.
They're always solid.
Right on the edge of the NFC championship.
Last year was a down year. So, you know, they're due for, you know, big jump. You're taking the Vikings?
Taking the Vikings, right, exactly.
So that's a split. Finally, 2-2.
Who took ayahuasca?
Me and you took the Vikings, and Thudden and Humza took the Packers.
I took the drugs.
Don't say that. We don't endorse drug use. Next matchup is Buccaneers versus the Cowboys. Wasn't this the first week matchup last year too?
It was.
That's kind of crazy how it, same matchup again. Suspect. But
Brady's back. 8 more rings.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. Jesus I don't Christ. See that. I don't see the Cowboys pulling this out, bro.
Yeah, I'm. I'm
they couldn't. Yeah. They couldn't pull it out last year, and they had better receivers. And I know the
they
Bucks,
still have solid receivers, but I'm going with the Bucks.
I know the Bucks know? Lost a few pieces. On their offensive line is not the same. They have like a rookie center, I think, or and like a rookie guard or something like that. So it's gonna be. I know Brady's gonna be really, really like upset with how his line is going to play, because there's no way like a rookie or two or even like a second year like lineman are going to play that well for Brady, who has high expectations. So I think it's going to be a turbulent season for the Bucks, but I think they'll win the first game. I don't think the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are shit.
I don't have Cowboys winning the division if this Eagles hype is real, but yeah. I'm going with the Bucks. Tom Brady, obviously.
Yeah, they got Russell Gage.
Yeah, and
even if Godwin doesn't play, they still have enough receivers.
Mike Evans there, Julio Jones.
Yeah, Julio Jones, bro.
Still there.
Bro,
don't forget about.
That's insane.
That's wild. They got mad weapons in there. There's a lot of youth on that team.
Do you guys believe in CeeDee Lamb as a number one receiver? You guys think he's that guy?
I think he's that guy. I think so.
And then who's the number two? Is
Michael Gallup?
Gallup. Is he healthy for week one?
I think so.
Coming off of ACL,
yeah.
Fournette is still
Who's
there.
Their third receiver?
Remember how good Fournette
was last
season? I know
they have Dalton Schultz. Fournette, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, Schultz was pretty solid too.
I think we're all taking the Bucks, right?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks, but I do think it's gonna be close. I do think it's gonna
be close. It'll be close.
It's not.
It'll be like a one score game. Yeah, one score. 7 points. 7 points.
They're both high scoring teams, so it might be. But I think Buccaneers definitely look better on paper.
I'm going Bucks. Just because of the fact, I just think they're a better team. And if Brady's coming back, he's coming back for a reason, right? So,
yeah.
He's got something to prove, obviously.
Not much to talk about America's team. They've just gone downhill.
$1 billion team. For what?
And finally, in my eyes, the second biggest game of the week after tonight's Bills vs. Rams. Broncos versus Seahawks. Russell Wilson playing his old team.
I mean, I have Broncos winning. I really want Russell Wilson to like go off, but
really,
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of do too, though.
He's more motivated because he did say that last season they were trying to trade him too.
Yeah,
and yeah,
bro. He's a good guy, bro.
And no, he is.
Literally, he had like a winning season every single year, maybe except the last one, and you know, two Super Bowls. Obviously, he should have won the other one.
Good father to
future
kids.
He's really just a good guy who's really good at football. Okay, we don't gotta bring up future. Right?
Amen. He's a good role model.
That's disrespectful. But I think Russell Wilson will have a big year. Like you just said, Darren. So
yeah.
We all know Seahawks are tanking. Damn. We don't have to talk about quarterbacks. Drew Lock and Geno Smith is all I have to say.
Yeah.
So
and they lost their.
Russell Wilson's bringing that winning mentality to Broncos again, just like Peyton Manning did. Good receivers, solid depth all around. Oh. So
they lost their franchise title.
It's going to be interesting, though. You guys think it's going to be a blowout, or the Seahawks keep it close because they know how to play Russell Wilson? Because you know that's a big thing. Pete Carroll knows. Pete Carroll's been seeing this guy every day.
Is it
that easy? Even if you watch,
it's true. Even
if you watch him, Russell Wilson, I mean, how good he is.
He has tendencies. Every quarterback has tendencies. Yeah, they know, you know.
And he knows their tendencies too.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying.
Pete Carroll knows Russell Wilson. It's gonna be a very
fun game to watch.
Yeah, because both teams like know somewhat of how they're gonna scheme up the game.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a blowout though. I think they'll win by like 7 or 10. It'll be like they'll win and it'll be like
the Broncos are not gonna blow them out of the water.
I feel like the Broncos will get better like every single game. Like the first game they'll be solid, obviously, like you know because it's Russell Wilson, but they won't. Obviously, they're not gonna hit their peak for like at least a few more games.
They can. I think they can rush him into mistakes. That's about as much as they can do.
Yeah,
with their pass rushers.
Because he's out of form a little bit, right?
That's their best. That's their best chance. Their pass rush. Yeah. Basically, their secondary is whatever. I mean, they have Jamal Adams and stuff. But
and the Broncos run does not go well against Rashad Penny.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, Rashad Penny's nice. So, are we all taking the Broncos? Another sweep.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
They're favorite.
Well,
-278.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, NFL is back, and with that, we're gonna wrap the episode up. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to be dropping a new episode every week since the NFL is back, giving predictions and our analysis on every single game. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms to stay up to date and check out our latest sports reels. If you want to let us know what you think about the podcast, you can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. This is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, and T-Rain. Shout out Taja Home. Check the stats.
Peace.
Deuces.
Check the stats.